With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Lebanon's caretaker prime minister has visited troops deployed near the border with Israel. And Saudi Arabia evacuating families of diplomatic staff because of clashes between Hezbollah terrorists and Israeli troops. Correspondent John Gambrell in Jerusalem discusses elements of an Israeli ground war in Gaza, what that would involve.
Based on what Israeli military officials have said so far, the Israeli military at some point will launch a ground offensive into the Gaza Strip. This only happened twice before in the some 15 years that Hamas has ruled the Gaza Strip, and it really raises the risk for both Israelis as well as the Palestinian citizens still in Gaza. The reason is this. Though Israel has launched a lot of airstrikes that have destroyed high-rise buildings and potentially taken away possible sniper positions for Hamas, the rubble and everything strewn across the Gaza Strip makes it difficult for the Israelis to maneuver with their armored personnel carriers and their tanks. It also provides militants additional places to hide possible explosives as well as snipers and other fighters.
Correspondent John Gambrell. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump has signed up for the New Hampshire presidential primary.
Trump is the first person who has served as president to file paperwork in New Hampshire in person more than once. All candidates are asked to write a message to voters in New Hampshire.
I'll say a simple message. Vote for Trump and solve your problems.
Trump won the GOP primaries in New Hampshire in 2016 and 2020, but lost in both general elections. He talked about high prices and inflation.
We'll get it all straightened out, and we'll get it done quickly.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And on Wall Street, stocks remain higher. The Dow had 243 points, and the NASDAQ adding 129. This is SRN News. China is trying to kill off Christianity.
The Communist Party has officially banned anyone under the age of 18 from having any formal religious affiliation. Kids cannot go to Sunday school, Christian summer camps, or engage in any kind of religious education. Public schools in China deliver a steady diet of atheism, and students pledge allegiance to the CCP. It's all part of an effort to keep future generations from coming to Christ, an effort which appears to be failing as Christianity continues to grow in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches across the country have found a new source of revenue, selling spaces in their parking lots to fans attending nearby sporting events. Philadelphia's Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 every time the Philadelphia Union of Major League Soccer plays at Subaru Park, just a few blocks away. Houses of worship also embracing some concert fans. This is SRN News. Republicans have picked Tom Emmer of Minnesota as their nominee for House Speaker as they try for a third time to fill the leadership position and get Congress back to work. Crews near New Orleans continue clearing wreckage after Superfog caused a major highway crash, killing at least seven.
Louisiana officials say 158 vehicles were involved in the pileup on I-55, including a tanker that caught fire and a car that flipped over a guardrail, landing in the water. That driver made it out. Pictures and video from the scene show cars piled on top of one another, crushed front and rear ends, blown tires, and distraught drivers. The crash was caused by smoke from a marsh fire mixing with dense fog, creating a super fog, dropping visibility to just a few feet. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.